Social media is a huge challenge. Like, you look on your Snapchat filter and everyone in the world looks like they're having a better life than you. And meanwhile, it's like a 7-second snap, not even. I don't know how long a snap is, but it's a second glimpse in someone's life. You have no clue what happened before, during, and after. And not only that, you don't even have to really wear makeup. You just have to use the right filter that makes you look like you're wearing makeup. And everyone thinks you're, you know, hashtag woke up this way, perfect hair day. You know, like, everyone thinks you have it together, and everyone else has it together but me. The unrealistic expectations that, like, forget social media, like, you're fed a steady diet of Disney where everyone finds their prince, and the prince is charming and sweeps you away to happily ever afterland, and then everything works fine. We never saw them in, like, we never saw Beauty and the Beast in therapy 10 years later, by the way. Like, what that actually looked like.
I was recently speaking with a student who really had a huge crisis. It was a real, real gigantic crisis. And what came out of the crisis in our conversation, the student was so mad. He said, I was bubble wrapped all my life. He didn't say bubble wrapped, that's my. I was bubble wrapped all my life, but I have zero ability to navigate this crisis. Like, I have no skills. I can't move forward. Like, how did no one give me these skills? So his parents, honestly, loving, wonderful, overprotective, maybe helicopter mom parents, you know? But, like, they wanted to give their child the best opportunity and the best of everything. And here, he hits a massive crisis, and his parents are a few hundred miles away, and he how can he navigate it? So what we're talking about today is, how do we build that resilience? What does the Torah say? What are some tools that we can look at, we can understand, of how to move forward? Because otherwise we're going to all leave here further depressed about the fact that this is a heavy subject. But this is the question. Are we the first generation to have these challenges? My son sat down with us earlier this year, our little one, and he said, why does everyone always hate us? What do you mean? Like, our family? Like, what? He's like, no, the Jewish people. Like, why? Why can't other cultures, other societies, other nations just understand this is who we are, and they have their culture and their customs? We have ours. Why do they have to? Why? I had a great conversation about who we are as a Jewish people, how far we've come, what we've been through. We've been through a lot. Really much more challenging times. Not too far away. My husband's grandmother was, you know, escape pogroms and escape. I mean, we're not talking so far away. As a people, what our family, as a Jewish nation, we've experienced not too long ago. Much more challenging than, oh my goodness, there's too many options to people to date. So what's going on? We're not the first generation to struggle. So why is the struggle bus so full? And what do we do about it? What do we do about it? How do we help others through?